The following is a JetNation.com exclusive. JetNation.com. Is that some way to start the season? I think so. 1-0. And in my mind, one of the top 3, 4, at worst top 5 most memorable Jet wins, regular season wins, of my lifetime. Put everything together. The night, the emotions, the importance of the win. Put it all together. Man, you just cannot get any better than that. It just doesn't get that much better. But the football points, here's the things to really take from. In my mind, 1-0, that is the most important stat of the night. Period. End of story. Here's the deal. We talked about it last week. Everybody's talked about it. 9 wins, 10 wins. 10 wins might not win this division. 10 wins probably doesn't win this division. 11 wins might not win this division. Did you see that robot up in New England last night on Monday Night Football? The freak. Now, granted, the Dolphins suck, but 11 wins might not win this division. The games that they should win, they have to win. And the Dallas Cowboys on opening night at home, they had to win that game. Period. And they found a way to do it. Now, there were negatives, and we're going to touch on that. But in my mind, and I've thought this now for 3 years, the greatest asset that Rex Ryan has brought to this franchise is that he has somehow managed to change the expectation on that sideline. Down 2 scores, nearly out of it, 99% of the time you're going to lose that game. The Jets expected to win that game. This is an organization, for as long as I can remember, that expected to lose. And that makes all the difference. They fight until the end. And they fight and they fight and they fight some more. And that's how you win football games. That's how you win games you shouldn't win. Because you expect to win. And that's been the difference. However, Mark Sanchez, the consummate winner, the anti-Tony Romo. Two players as polar opposite as Tony Romo and Mark Sanchez. One guy is absolutely lights out for 95% of the game and then has 5% where he managed to screw everything up. Whereas the other guy sucks for 95% of the game, but that last 5%, he manages somehow to find you a win. I'll take my guy any day of the week. But Mark Sanchez in this offense, we saw it too many times last year, and it came back to bite him. They have to find a way to start off stronger. They can't put themselves in these holes and constantly expect to climb out of them. It makes for good drama. It's fun to watch. But in the end, it's going to burn you. They got to put it together early. Get on the gas from the first whistle to the last whistle. Comeback wins, block punts, fumble recoveries. They're fun, but they're rare. And you're at the whim of watching another team, your opposition, have to screw up for you to win. And that's not the spot this team needs to get at. Not with what's on the line this year. Now, there is a saving grace. Let's be honest. As much as this team remained intact, Mark Sanchez, in what should be his breakout year, what we're expecting to be his breakout year, is throwing to 2 new wide receivers. I don't think it's unreasonable to grant some sort of grace period. Give him a time to get into rhythm with these guys. Let it develop. Let it happen. And I think it will. We saw it start to come together in the second half. Now granted, the 300-some-odd yards Sanchez threw for, the stats were a lot gaudier than the true performance. But he made it happen, like he has so many times before. Now on the other side of the ball, yeah, they got it done, but it was a lot of bend, don't break. Again, big plays where they needed them, of course. And Darrelle Revis. At this point, what do you say about the guy? There was a 10-minute stretch in that first quarter where Dez Bryant looked borderline unstoppable. So while Al Michaels was anointing him the second coming of Jerry Rice on TV, Rex Ryan was making a simple change in coverage, shifting Revis to his side, and we didn't hear from him the rest of the night, which is what Darrelle Revis does over and over again. I do not like Eric Mangini. I try to forget that entire chapter of my life existed, as I'm sure you all do, but I will forever be grateful for him bringing Darrelle Revis into my life. Now on the other side, Antonio Cromartie, not his finest hour. He's got to find a way to look faster out there. He's got to find a way to solidify that other side. And the Jets as an entire unit have to find a way to shut down opposing tight ends, especially this week. Now we know how good MJD has been in the past, but things have changed. He's getting older. He's coming off an injury. The Jets against the run, you got to think they're going to step up this week, especially considering there's no wide receiver on that team that should be able to beat them. Mercedes Lewis, the tight end, that's the guy they got to stop. But here's the thing. They're a 10-point favorite at home against a lesser team, far lesser, heading into a 3-week road trip. This is a game they have an opportunity to make a statement in. Grab some momentum. Don't play around. Don't let them in this game. Shut them down from play one till the end. Remember, 9 wins, you're probably not playing postseason football. 10, you're definitely not winning the division. 11, probably not. 12 wins, that's the goal. And the way to do it, win the ones you should. I'll see you all at the stadium Sunday. The preceding was a JetNation.com exclusive.